Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underage...
Afternoon, this is WRCT Pittsburgh. It's time again for another edition of All Things Folk. My name's Ken Batista. Always a pleasure to be in the studio live, sharing the music I love with you. In the spirit of St. Patrick's Day, today we're going to play lots of Irish music throughout the 3 hours of the program. And we're going to kick it off today with Mara O'Connell.
Just like you. longest of my journey that ever was known. I straight took my way to the county Tyrone, where among the pretty maidens they used me well there, and they called me the Stranger and the Rambler from Clare. 'Twas then I enlisted in the town called Fermoy, but so many masters I could not comply. I deserted next morning, the truth I declare, and for Limerick town went a rambler from Clare. I made my way then to the town of Tralee, where I fell a courting young Sally McGee. Well, I first gained her favour and then left her there, and now they're in search of the rambler from Clare. But like a deserter, my case to bewail, I was taken and captured in the town of Rathkeel. Then off to headquarters they had me repaired, and in that black hole stuck the rambler from Clare. Oh, I took off my hat and I made a low bow, in hopes that the colonel would pardon me now. Pardon he gave me was hard and severe. Oh, bind him, confine him, he's a rambler from Clare. Innocent mother got a woeful surprise. My loving father, his shouts reached the skies. Brave boys, said my father, arms now prepare, and bring me my darling, the rambler from Clare. It was then we assembled in harmonious throng, with our guns on our shoulders, we were 10,000 strong. Well, the firing began with our boys in the rear, and they broke the jail door and took the rambler from Clare. And we made our way then to the barony of Fort, where some of our heroes lay in camps before. Well, the firing began, I can't tell you from where, but our chief commander was a rambler from Clare. The united man, I cannot stay home in my own native land, so off to America I must quickly repair, and leave all my friends in that sweet part of Clare. Farewell to my father wherever he be, likewise to my sweetheart young Sally McGee. Well, the ship she lies ready and the wind that blows fair, he has gone, God be with him, the rambler from Clare.
Pause is a small, almost insignificant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with a minute pause Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. We were caught up in the crowd, sleeping late on Sundays, and we never got to mass. And it's a long way from Clare here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way. Gets further by the day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. Friday comes around. We're on that other ocean. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way. Gets further by the day. It's a
the first set of music, we heard Nancy Griffith joined by Pete Cummins from Claire to Here. That's from Other Voices, Other Rooms on Elektra Records. John Doyle, a Rambler from Claire. It's from The Path of Stones on Compass Records. And starting things out, Mara O'Connell with a Greg Trooper cover, Ireland. That's from A Real Life Story on Warner Brother Records. Behind me now, Solace. WRCT is supported by Rojas Cinema. Rojas Cinema is an independent single-screen theater. Each week, they choose a new movie theme and they offer concessions. Rojas Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rojascinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotion exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Listening to a special edition of All Things Folk in the spirit of St. Patrick's Day. Again, my name is Ken Batiza. Thanks for keeping me company on this Sunday afternoon. Up next, a little more Solace.
Troop of gentlemen as they were riding by. deciding what he'd paint that day, when he was found by his grandson, who was on a brief holiday. The old man, he was distracted at the young boy's request on the day, and tears welled up inside him when he heard his grandson say, paint me a picture of Ireland, of things you remember the most. It's mountains and its valleys, it's islands and its coast. Paint me a picture of Ireland, of things your memory still holds. Something to show my grandchildren, a glimpse of the green, white and gold. The old man, he had left Ireland when the famine was still in its prime, leaving a dying people to survive in a race against time. He landed like millions of others in a country that opened its doors, but he never forgot his homestead and shared stories of family and home. Paint me a picture of Ireland, of things you remember the most. It's mountains and its valleys, it's islands and its coast. Paint me a picture of Ireland, of things your memory still holds. Something to show my grandchildren, a glimpse of the green, white and gold. Dying, with his grandchildren all round his bed, he wants to tell them a story about the picture there on his head. My grandfather painted it for me when I was much younger than you. This is where he came from, and this is where your roots are too. This is a picture of Ireland, of things that he talked of the most. It's mountains and its valleys, it's islands and its coast. This is a picture of Ireland, stories he often told. He was so proud to be Irish, wrapped up in the green, white and gold. Oh, he was so proud to be Irish, wrapped up in the green, white and gold.
Ellis Island was swarming like a scene from a costume ball, decked out in the colors of Europe and on fire with the hope of all. There my father's own father stood huddled with the tired and hungry and scared. Turn of the century pilgrims, bound by the dream that they shared. They were standing in lines just like cattle, poked and sorted and shoved. Some are one desk away from sweet freedom, and some are torn from someone they love. Through this sprawling tower of Babel came a young man, confused and alone, determined and bound for America, carrying everything at him. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing, working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, say grandfather's immigrant eyes. Now he rocks the stairs out the window, but his eyes are still just as clear as the day sail through the harbor and come ashore on the Island of Tears. My grandfather's days are numbered, but I won't let his memory die, 'cause he gave me the gift of this country and the look in his immigrant eyes. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing, working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, say grandfather's immigrant eyes. Not a take it for granted, say grandfather's immigrant.
Whiskey Before Breakfast is a fiddle tune and a radio show, not a prescription from your podiatrist. Tune in to WRCT Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast and Eclectic Folk and Roots radio program. And stick around for an hour of bluegrass at 1 p.m. Wednesdays on the Black Diamond Show. Where else but on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and www.wrct.org.
Down in Bottle Alley, Timothy McNally, a wealthy politician and a gentleman at that, admired by the ladies, the garçons and the babies that occupy the building called McNally's Row of Flats.
Ireland and Italy, Jerusalem and Juba Beach, Chinese, Africans and a paradise for rats, jumble up together in the snow or rainy weather, they constitute the tenants in McNally's Row of Flats. The great conglomeration of men from every nation, the town of Babylonium couldn't equal that peculiar institution where brogues without delusion rattle off together in McNally's Row of Flats.
Ireland and Italy, Jerusalem and Germany, Chinese, Africans, and a paradise for rats, jumble up together in the snow or rainy weather, they constitute the tenants in McNally's Row of Flats.
Of rags and papers, tramps and other slavers, ladies of the night, and lots of other cats, lying on the benches and dying every inches from the open ventilation in McNally's Row of Flats.
Ireland and Italy, Jerusalem and Germany, Chinese, Africans, a
than a paradise for rats. Jumble up together in the snow or rainy weather. They constitute the tenants in McNally's row of flats. It never was expected that the rents would be collected. They levied on the furniture, the bedding and the slats. Then you'd see the rally as they battled down the alley. Evicted from the building called McNally's Row of Flats.
Ireland and Italy, Jerusalem and Germany. Chinese, Africans and a paradise for rats. Jumble up together in the snow or rainy weather. They constitute the tenants in McNally's Row of Flats. Ireland and Italy, Jerusalem and Germany. Chinese, Africans and a paradise for rats. Jumble up together in the snow or rainy weather. They constitute the tenants in McNally's Row of Flats.
Preserve that old kettle, so black and so worn. It belonged to my father before I was born. It hung in a corner beyond on a nail. 'Twas an emblem of labor, my dad's dinner pail. And it glistened like silver, so sparkling and bright. I am fond of the trifle that held his wee bite. In summer or winter, in rain, snow or hail, I carry that kettle, my dad's dinner pail. When the bell rang for mealtime, my father'd come down. He'd ate with the workmen about on the ground. He'd share with the labourer and say he'd go bail. He would ne'er reach the bottom of Dad's dinner pail. And it glistened like silver, so sparkling and bright. I am fond of the trifle that held his wee bite. In summer and winter, in rain, snow or hail, I carry that kettle, my dad's dinner pail. If the day should be rainy, my father'd stop home. And he'd polish his kettle as clean as a stone. He'd joke with my mother and me he would wail. If I just put a finger on Dad's dinner pail. And it glistened like silver, so sparkling and bright. I am fond of the trifle that held his wee bite. In summer and winter, in rain, snow or hail, I carry that kettle, my dad's dinner pail. There's a place for the coffee and also the bread. Corn, beef and potatoes, and oft it was said, go fill it with porter, with beer or with ale. The drink would taste sweeter from Dad's dinner pail. And it glistened like silver, so sparkling and bright. I am fond of the trifle that held his wee bite. In summer and winter, in rain, snow or hail, I carry that kettle, my dad's dinner pail. Mm-hmm.
Mick Maloney, My Dad's Dinner Pail. It's from McNally's Rose Flats, Compass Records. And we heard Dan Miller and Bob Conroy with the tune McNally's Rose Flats. That's from Irish in America on Folk Legacy Records. Guy Clark, joined by Emmylou Harris, doing Immigrant Eyes from Old Friends on Sugar Hill Records. Sean Kane, Paint Me a Picture of Ireland, the single we put out a few years ago. And Solace, Bonnie Mae, from The Hour Before Dawn. Solace behind me now. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters, big and small, support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. You're listening to a special edition of All Things Folk in the spirit of St. Patrick's Day. My name's Ken Batiste, and again, I want to thank you for listening this afternoon. And if you're interested in the playlist, it's available on our website at wrct.org. In fact, you can listen to the program anytime. Just go to the schedule, click on All Things Folk, and you can find a recording for the next 2 weeks of the program. This is Kathy Ryan. Thank you.
my thoughts were so clear. Back in time when you were here. Wake my heart.
Thank you. kitchen from. Their friends made more, but they never return to Elwood's lovely home. My loving sisters, they both took ill. Their lives, they were taken away. And oh, it grieves my heart full sore to cast them in the same.
Democracy Now! Is a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates between people who substantially disagree. It's Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m.
Comes rolling home drunk. till I love him, and I'll not deny him. And I'll go with him wherever he goes.
Just heard from Mara O'Connell, Irish Blues from Wandering Home, that's on Hannibal Records. Before that, Karen Casey, Aaron's Lovely Home, that's from Ships in the Forest on Compass Records. And starting everything out, Kathy Ryan in a 1998 recording with a song, I'm Going Back. Kathy now makes her home in Ireland. It's from a Shanaki Records release, The Music of What Happens. You're listening to All Things Folk on WRCT Pittsburgh. Behind me now, a little more solace. I remind you, you're listening to a special edition of All Things Folk in spirit of St. Patrick's Day, featuring lots of Irish music. Two of All Things Folk and take a break from our feature to let you know about a very special house concert that's coming up on April 15th in Island Park. An extraordinary singer-songwriter by the name of Sam Robbins.
At the grocery store, smiling as she shows me a new doll for her granddaughter. Dark skin, hair curly, old and so much I still don't see. I grew up on the